Ready?
All right. Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. We have Commissioner Holbrook joining us online. Thank you for being here. And if there are any public comments that are not pertaining to an agenda item, please bring those forward first. And seeing there are none, we will move on to agenda item number 3, public hearing, consideration of a code amendment related to approved uses in the commercial shopping zone to include automotive accessory installation. And Sherry, do we have our applicant here, Mr. Pulver? Thank you for being here.
We were approached a few weeks ago about a use in the CS zone, and they wanted to do a detail shop for the car, for automobiles. And as we got to looking in our code, we didn't actually have that as a permitted use in any of the zones. And so we encouraged them to apply for a code amendment. And as I got in and started looking at the automotive uses, there seemed like some missing holes in the types of automotive uses that we have. We have general automotive, which is repair. We have the body and paint shops, but we didn't really have anything other than glass replacement shops. We didn't have tinting. We didn't have car stereo installation or other car accessories. And so the direction that we felt would be most appropriate for this code amendment would be to change the use of automotive glass replacement to automotive detail and trim shops, and then add a definition of that, and basically just an establishment that provides services related to automotive detailing services or the sale and installation of automotive accessories such as replacement glass, tinting, audio, upholstery, other miscellaneous vehicle trim, and to include no outdoor storage of materials nor storage of vehicles awaiting service for a period greater than 48 hours. So what we didn't want to have was them scheduling people for replacement of parts and then having the vehicle sit there while the parts were being shipped. So we just want to make sure that they don't stay in it longer than over a weekend, basically. It's not really something that we'll be monitoring, but it's just a good rule of thumb to have in the code so that they understand what the operation is. So with that, the DRC has made a favorable recommendation on this code amendment. We think that this will offer another service to our residents in these neighborhood zones and make it a lot easier for us to administer the code. Just as a side note, as I started looking at this, I thought, well, I need to fix a lot of the automotive uses. And I started working on that, and it started getting bigger and bigger, and then it was way outside of the scope of the application and taking up way too much time. So I was like, okay, I'm putting this on the side burner, taking the scope back down to the application. And so that's what is before you today. But we will be cleaning up those with our big project to go over all of the land uses in the commercial zones. So if you don't have any questions, I will turn it to you for the public hearing.
Thank you, Sherry. Any questions for Sherry at this point? All right, and we will open the public hearing for any comments.
If you're having a public hearing, you need to at least have one public.
We appreciate it.
So I thought that I would on there. Now, I noticed that it says in the CS zone, they're not car washes. Is that, because I know that that zone right there did have a car wash in it, didn't it?
The part that had the car wash is actually in the highway commercial zone.
Oh, so that's, the zone comes right after
yep.
that in the back. But I think that's a good thing. The only thing that I could see when I read that was that maybe not the installation of things like racing pipes and some of the other alterable things that people put on cars. But I think that's a great addition to have that in there, that we'll have people that will probably use it, and it'll be in addition to the city. So there's a public comment.
Thank you, Dee. We appreciate your collaboration with us. And we will close the public hearing and move on to any discussion amongst the council or for staff. Any comments or discussion?
I think this is really great. I think
this is the best possible automotive use for the zone. It's kind of a silly oversight, so thank you for your efforts in getting it changed, and I love the changes.
And we can move to awards a motion if you are ready for that, anybody? And also, yes, second that. Thank you for cleaning up the usage here.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I move that the Planning Commission recommend for approval the proposed code amendments with the following findings. One, the proposed amendment is in accord with the comprehensive general plan goals and policies of the city. Two, changed or changing conditions make the proposed amendment reasonably necessary to carry out the purposes stated in this title.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
I'll second.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Tucker. And all in favor say aye.
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 Thanks, Commissioner Holbrook online, and aye, and the motion passes. Thank you for being here, and we're excited to see your product and the company that you'll have up in there. We will move towards agenda item 4, report on city council action items. Sherry.
Okay, so there was no city council meeting on April 16th, so I don't have any specific action items related to the council, but I did want to just bring you up to speed on our progress on the general plan update. So the website will kick off and the SharePoint survey will be ready hopefully May 1st. Definitely we want it done before May 4th when we have the Kite Festival, because we're going to be up there soliciting people to participate in the surveys. We've scheduled the neighborhood meetings. So the Hillside meeting at Eaglewood Golf Course will be on Wednesday, May 8th. The Midtown will be at Orchard Elementary on May 13th. That's a Monday. And the West Side will be at Foxborough Elementary on Thursday, May 16th. We'll start pushing out some advertisements for that. And then on Monday, May 20th, we're going to do a neighborhood meeting with business owners at City Hall. The way that we're going to help advertise these things, we're going to come up with some QR codes. We're going to put the signs in the parks on trailheads and at city events. We're going to be attending the Kite Festival and the food truck night to get the word out about these neighborhood meetings, as well as continue to go to those events to make sure that we get as many people to participate in the general plan survey and data collection. One of the things that we need your help with tonight is a tagline for the general plan. So I have shamelessly plagiarized from the internet some other general plan logos and kind of rudimentally edited them to look like they are North Salt Lakes. So this is just to give you some ideas, and then at the end of the slides I'll give you the taglines that we think are our favorites, and maybe you can help us pick one. So essentially, let's see, I'll make sure I clicked three times. So these are some of the logos that I found online for other cities, and then I inserted us into it. So you can see the one on the left. This is kind of the idea that we would have some sort of a logo designed. Our consultant will do that. We just want to brainstorm some ideas, and if you see something particularly that you like, then we can have them incorporate something similar. So ignore the dates. It may be that it's a 25-year plan, it may be a 20-year plan, or we may go for a 50-year plan. So just like we look at the Wasatch 2040 vision, and now they're looking at the Wasatch 2050 vision, we have some thoughts on that. If we do 2046, that would be the, if we forecast out to 2046, that would be the city's 100-year anniversary. And so we thought that might be a nice tie-in. But because the plan come out in 2025, we could go to 2050 because that's a nice even number. Not an even number, it's an odd number. 25 is a good number too. Anyway, so that's an idea. The other one was on the right, talks about your city, your voice, discovering North Salt Lake. So that's one of the proposals in the taglines. Here's one, general plan update, shaping North Salt Lake. Imagine North Salt Lake 2050, kind of an idea of what the signs might look like that we're going to have printed in the to put in the grass at various events and along the trailheads. Here's a general plan update with Speak Up North Salt Lake. That's also tying into the tagline, Imagine 2050. Here's one that was pretty live, grow, thrive. That was, I think, in Tampa was the one where I stole that one from. This one was North Salt Lake Next, Imagine, Connect, Thrive. I kind of like that one. But these are the ones that we came up with that kind of in the planning department and the administration department that we like the best so far. We're certainly open to any other ideas that you may have, or if you want to chime in on any of these, we would love your feedback. But so this is the list, Shaping Our Future, Honoring Our Past, 100 Years of North Salt Lake. So we would tie into that 100-year anniversary in 2046. What's Up Next, North Salt Lake 2045. North Salt Lake Next, that was that one you saw with the Imagine, Connect, Thrive. So the one right before, like that one. Your Voice, Your Vision, Your North Salt Lake. Imagine North Salt Lake, and then 2050 or whatever year we decide. Discovering North Salt Lake or Shaping North Salt Lake. So for our last general plan update in 2013, it was the symbol was a compass, and it was finding our true north for North Salt Lake. So that we didn't want to repeat that, but I just wanted to give you an idea. That was the tagline for our last update.
Do you want us to give you input now?
I would love your input, yes.
All right. My input on this is I know that the Imagine North Salt Lake 2050 can be like feel a little cliche, but I think that it is the clearest one about what this purpose is to people who are not informed in like how planning works, where these other ones I like maybe better as taglines, but I don't think they give a clear version for like a pedestrian or a public that this is the plan till 2050. I think it also is like a good hook, like always thinking about the future is a good hook, and then it really gives a clear idea about what these meetings are going to be about, instead of, you know, like planning commission, we have these meetings every other week that are about planning North Salt Lake or like what's next, yep, or Your Voice or come to this public hearing or come to all these things. So I think that there are a lot of opportunities for the public to voice input, but that one seems to make it clearer that this is a different capsule that we're talking about than just our day-to-day planning that we're doing, which we also want to hear your voice in that. So the Imagine North Salt Lake 2050 for me gives it the clearest packaging for somebody that isn't super informed about how general plans or what they are or mm-hmm. what the arc is like.
Sure. I like that one too.
That's funny to me. I have a similar opinion about another one.
Oh.
Maybe it's a text versus pictures. Well, I like the very first one because the one with the little pictures of each of the things
that we talked about. Imaging.
Oh, yeah. That one, that one on the left. I love that one.
See, we can do something like that, but with Imagine.
But I had the same thoughts about it. I'm like, well, there's all the things.
Yes, you know, like nice. It shows the dates. And then if the tagline in the bottom
was something about Imagine 2050, but that was my favorite imaging logo, too.
I hear you. Yeah, I agree.
I like that one, too. That's probably why it ended up first on here.
It also is, like, really clear about how much goes into it. You know, like, you just look at it, and you're like, oh, we're going to be talking about transit and electricity and water preservation and parks
houses
and arbors. And, like, it just is, you can just walk yourself right through that loop.
So my two cents are, I really like the city's logo with the sunset. I think that's something that's unique to us. It actually fits the community, so I think the logo ought to have that in it. And then of the listing of the taglines, I think, you know, less is more, simpler is better. I don't think we're trying to reimagine them from grassroots. So I'm not sure that I want to talk about imagining it because that implies that we're kind of redoing everything. I like to shape North Salt Lake or something like that. But anyway, I think the sunset logo, I personally am fond of it. But whatever you come up with will be great.
So I hear a like for using the city logo and Imagine or Shaping North Salt Lake in the tagline. Okay, that's really what I was hoping to get from you guys was that
Commissioner Holbrook.
Somebody say what we like. Yeah, Commissioner Holbrook.
Just to mirror what having the future date in there, I think, gives the impression of what we're really talking about and how important it is and how long we're talking about doing this. I think having that future date in whatever slogan you pick, I think, is important.
Great. Any other comments? If not, I will turn it back to you for the minutes.
All right. Thank you for your work on that. That also looks good and is exciting to see those dates coming in for the meetings. And then we will move to agenda item 5, approval of the minutes from the April 9th meeting, 2024. If there are any adjustments to the meetings, it's the minutes, sorry. And if not, we can do a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the April 9th, 2024 Planning Commission meeting as drafted.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second.
And all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right.
Aye.
And the meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan, good luck.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. Safe travels.
Thank you. See you next time.
We'll see you.
Okay, this will go to City Council next week on Tuesday. You're welcome to attend. So I'm not telling you not to.